Well, I think a guy as experienced as he is, he's been around, he's been a lot of places. I'm not sure. Maybe he felt some nerves, but that's a guy you feel pretty good about putting in that spot. And I know he really wanted the opportunity, and he's been a good teammate through all this. And that speaks a lot to what kind of guy he is. But now he's got the chance, and good for him. Talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
Defensively, you guys obviously tightened it up as well, only giving up like 3 shots through that first half of that first period. Yeah. Did that help out a lot as well?
Well, I think he would have been fine either way. I just liked how we played. I liked the response. I liked that we showed we came to work and wanted to win. You know, it's a hard road back. It's not going to be easy, but the guys in there, it looks to me like they want to go. So that was a good signal.
You talked about Victor Hagel a little bit, getting bookend goals. Fourth game-winning goal and second overtime-winning goal.
Well, he knows how to put the puck in the net. That's for sure. he can shoot the puck. So try to keep putting him in good situations, and he'll continue to get better away from the puck. But the name of the game is putting the puck in the net. So he does it.
Is there something he can do to shoot more? He's only got 15 shots on goal. 7 of them going in.
Yeah, I think. He's had some pucks deflected. He's missing that a little bit. I'm not going to complain too much. I would take more shots for sure, because he, when he gets it through, it's heavy. And basically, he steps inside the blue line, it looks like it might go in. So certainly I won't complain if he shoots more.
Did Glass provide a spark? Did he provide a spark, whether it be in the locker room or...
Well, it's tough for me to answer that because I'm not a player, but I would think it brought some energy in. He's very well-liked, and guys want to see him have success as an older guy, and you never know how many chances you get to win something, and so it wouldn't surprise me.
With Callum, is it just kind of expected that he might hit a low bump or two? I mean, he was so good for 2 rounds.
No, he was so good since January. It's been a long time where he's played at an extremely high level, and it's tough to keep it there with, as your first year pro, and a lot of pressure, and we're in the conference finals against an excellent team, and the margin for error is so small. So it's nothing against him. He's done a great job for us. He's a huge reason why we are where we are.
Martins took that penalty right after you tied the game. Is there a point where some of your guys are being too physical?
Well, we want to be disciplined, but I think I honestly didn't see the penalty, so I can't comment on that penalty specifically, but we want to play hard and we want to play clean, and we're going to take some penalties, but I think a big part of our identity and why we've had success is we're physical and hard to play against, and we're not looking to take penalties, and for sure we want to be as clean as we can, but I think we're going to wear them down over 7 games.
As big a win as you've been a part of?
I don't know. I haven't had too much thought about that, but for this group, it's the biggest one. So.
How do you kind of keep players' emotions kind of in their stuff? Because there are a lot of calls and non-calls that guys think that happen. And they kind of lose their cool sometimes. How do you make sure that they kind of keep their composure and don't hurt you?
It's difficult, and it's I guess that's just part of being a pro. You got to just keep playing no matter what. There's not much you can do about decisions that are made outside of your control. I think it's up to, of course, the staff, but in the end, it's the leadership in the room and as teammates, making sure everyone stays on task, and what's important right now is playing to, live and die another day.
Just expect to play overtime when you play Texas?
But it does seem like it's a really tight series. I think we feel we've been in every game. Our worst game was game 2 and we lost in overtime there. So, it's tight, but we like how we're playing. We like a lot of the things we're doing night to night on a consistent basis, and feel it'll pay off. We just got to keep playing.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you.